Oh, hi, Elvin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know you said you were waiting on a new card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have it yet, but I can always get some other ways to pay you.
Okay.
I don't have the new car yet. It should be like, I don't know. I waited on today because it wasn't last week when I ordered.
I know you've been waiting a while. Okay,
yeah.
So when you said you have other ways to pay, what were you thinking? And I'll tell you if we can do it that way.
I mean, I don't know. I've been paying with it. Tail, through other apps. So what other way you have to get it paid?
You know, believe it or not, we don't take Zelle, or we're not set up to take Venmo or PayPal. All we accept is all major debit and credit cards. So I would say let's just wait a couple more days for the card to
mm-hmm.
arrive. If it doesn't mm-hmm. arrive, you could always think about maybe going to get one of those prepaid cards, and we could use that. But
mm-hmm.
I would think probably if I called you on Friday, you would have the new card by then, right?
Yeah, I think so. You say like a prepaid card, you can pay. I mean, longer it's a card, longer it's, you take card only.
Right, so if it's a Visa or MasterCard, even if it's one of those prepaid cards that you get at Walmart or 7-Eleven, we could still use
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's something I will do. If I don't have for Friday, I can get some prepaid card and make it a pay, you know. We're good for now.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, I mean, all the only thing is I want to pay you. And the other thing is, I want to ask you, I have a couple of questions. That's the thing. I'm pretty busy right now, but I think I can make a little time to ask you about this.
Okay.
On the PIN code for corporation or something like that?
Yeah, the PIN code for Google.
Uh-huh. Yeah, from Google,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically for the company, right? So that's who's the owner of that right now?
Oh, okay. So the Google business page that we created for you, that
mm-hmm.
belongs to you. It belongs to your business, but
mm-hmm.
we're managing it. So every day when the account is active, you have our technicians that will go in and update information and refresh data, and that's
mm-hmm.
how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. But it definitely
mm-hmm.
belongs to your business.
Okay, yeah, that was my question. In case, let's say, I call you like it's 17s, you know, like 17, like, okay, look, I just want to shut down from now for some reason, whatever.
Right. So then you would just go into that Google business page and remove us as a manager. So you would still have it. You have ownership of the page, but it's,
mm-hmm.
we're just managing it for you. So
okay.
if you remove us as a manager, you can do that. But keep in mind that if you look on Google for welders in Gretna, you're going
mm-hmm.
to see pages and pages and pages of options, right? So there's
mm-hmm.
no way that listing will stay on the first page unless somebody's actively going in and doing programming and updates and things like that. So you'll still have the Google listing. It's just that it might not do you any good if it's buried. You know, if it's out there somewhere and no one can find it, it won't bring you any business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. If it shut down, cannot do anything?
No, I'm saying if it's not on the first page, it's not going to really do you any good. Because if somebody needs your services, they're going to type into the computer what they need, and they're going to hire somebody off the first page. Let's say that you remove us as a manager and your listing gets down on the fifth page of search results. They would have to search through about 100 different companies in order to find Eli Welding. And nobody's going to do that. You know what I mean? Most people will just hire off the ones off the first page. If somebody wanted to find you directly, like if they say Eli Welding, they'll still find you if they type your name in directly. But if it's a new client just looking for service, those are the ones that it'll be hard to find you if you're not on the first page.
Right. That was my concern at the beginning with the other website I had it. Because I had it and people can find me only if you type my name on it, but not for service. Example, like a welding, they couldn't find me with welding. They find many other people except me. Because the only way the people was able to find me was like look for Eli Welding, and sometime Eli Welding is incredible of believing that, but another company just exactly like mine is on other states, exactly the same name and same everything.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
everything.
So I want to
exactly.
let you know, Eli, I just put in welding for Gretna just to see. Google shows me there's 1,040,000 results under that one keyword. So I don't think there's 1,040,000 welders in Gretna. But what happens is Google will pull results from your areas and all the surrounding areas over all the years. Anybody that's ever created a Google business page under that category. Now, you're on the first page in the second position. The only one over you is West Bank Welding. But I don't think people would hire them because they have a 3-star rating on Google and you have a 5-star rating. So I think most people, if they Google welding, they're going to call you because you have a better reputation, okay? So that's what I'm talking about is if you don't have this type of a service, what's going to happen is your Google listing will fall back to the back pages. So if you go to Google and you put in welder for Gretna, you can go and look through the companies on the first page, and then you can hit the second page, the third page, the fourth page. There's actually 174 pages of results. So that's what I'm saying is the value to what we do is rather than people having to type in Eli Welding, they can type in your services and you'll still come up.
Right. And another thing is, why Gretna? Let's say people say welding on Gretna. Okay. Gretna basically is a small city. So I don't know if it's another way to get on the marketing, like not just Gretna. Example, the reason is, Gretna is not the only place people looking for welding. The thing is, I live on Gretna.
I put that because that's where your business is located, and I'm in California. So if I just put in welder, Google would show me the people that are close to me, right? So I had to do an explicit search. I had to put in welder for Gretna because if not, Google would find people close to my IP address. But I will tell you, sometimes I have people ask me, can I be found in the entire northeastern region of my state, or can I be in several counties across my state? And the answer to that is yes, but it's going to cost a lot more money because then you have to do a Google AdWords campaign and it gets very expensive. So what I always tell people, Elvin, is that why not crawl before you can walk, so to speak? You know what I mean? Capitalize on the book of business that's in your backyard now and get your phone ringing with new clients. And then once you start making some good money, you could always call me back and we can put some Google ads on and we can increase the campaign. Right? But I always say, you know, take advantage of what you have now. That way you can grow your business.
Right. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Of course.
Le voy a regresar, voy a ir a conseguir un tape. Pues, ¿por cuánto? ¿Dos, tres rollos? Ok. Ya regreso. ¿Y pollo?
Ok.
All right, sorry about that.
That's okay. No problem.
Yeah. I have my guys. They're all Spanish. You know.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah. So I got you know, I like to speak with them in English to practice, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, I had a Spanish guy just do some work for me on my mom's house, and he had just come from Mexico. He had to walk for like 6 weeks and come over the border. And so he came, and a friend of mine recommended him, and he spoke perfect English. And I couldn't understand because I'm like, it sounds like you're from here. Like, I wouldn't even know. You know, if they didn't tell me his story, I wouldn't have known. And so I think you're right. The ones that practice it, that makes all the difference, you know? Yeah, I think that he must have, even though he was in Mexico all this time, he must have been practicing it a lot because he spoke perfect. Even everybody that I talked to, they said, wow, we can't believe he's not from here, you know? So, yeah, he was a good guy, Israel.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Okay. So if going back to this, to the same conversation, it was like, you know, That was the thing, you know. So, really, like I said, you know, I live a great now, like I say. Basically the business is, we basically do more mobile business, but we also have a place on, my home address is on great now. Where we operation is on Belchase and other place is another city. So we're serving from Belchase to New Orleans from Gretna to New Orleans. It's about 15 miles maybe? 10 miles. The thing is, people from, let's say, another city, like New Orleans, that's a bigger place where we allocate. So where we like to go in. Most of my customers is on New Orleans.
Okay.
I've been working in that area a lot. That's basically the place where I work, you know. Then I serve some people around my area, but not too much, you know. So that's why when the people from New Orleans looking for welders, or companies for wealth, they're going to find many others before me, if they find me.
Yes. So that's why I was talking about, Elvin, if you wanted to be found in New Orleans, for example, you could do the Google pay-per-click ads. And how those work, they're called Google AdWords, is let's say that you gave me $100. An extra $100 to run Google ads in New Orleans and in that 10-mile radius, right? So what I would do is I would send that $100 directly to Google, and they would set a somewhere at around a $3 a day maximum budget for you. Okay, and that's a good thing. That's so that that $100 can stretch throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. Okay. So each morning, your ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, money comes out of your budget. So let's say, for example, you have a $3 a day max budget and the pay-per-click rate is a dollar. After three people click on you, you'll rotate off and somebody else will rotate on. And again, that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting an unexpected bill. So I have people like you that are, you know, pretty close to a major city that they'll call me and they want to do $300 a month in ads and $500 a month in ads. I have people paying over $1,000 a month in ads, and that would just affect how much daily budget you have. So for instance, if you have a $3 a day daily budget with $100, if you put $1,000 into it, you'd have a $30 a day budget. So you'd be on that first page for a much longer time each day before you rotate it off. So, and again, you know, as much as I would love for you to say, okay, Tina, you know, when we talk on Friday, I'll give you $500 extra and we'll keep, you know, start running some ads. That's great, but I'd rather have you keep your campaign the way it is now, get some new customers coming in and make a return on investment. And then let's say that you made, you know, a couple of $1,000s from this program. Then, you know, why not call back and say, hey, Tina, I'll try 200 worth of ads this month or something. You know what I mean? So that's something that you can always do. It's an option for your program, but I would recommend doing it down the road. Unless, are you thinking you'd rather set it up for Friday to put those ads on there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just thinking of, I mean, I'm just trying to discover what the way, or why people, because I've seen companies, I'm looking for, I've been taping some of that, typing some, like, you know, wellness, I can find them on one city. If I can look for them on the other city, I can always find. So that's why I was thinking, say, okay, why the other companies have like even the website, I look like way different than mine. So that's why I was.
Sometimes big companies like that will spend tens of thousands of dollars each month in their ad campaign. So sometimes they're easy to find. It doesn't matter if you're looking for them in New Orleans or Gretna or any of the surrounding areas, Belchase, they're still going to come up, right? But that's because they're spending a lot of money to run those ads. So for you, if you're a small to mid-sized business, it's always better to start with the local map optimization because that's what will get you the highest return on investment right now. And then if you ever wanted to grow to that size of a business where people can find you readily from all those outskirting areas, then yes, we can talk about putting Google Ads on. We can do that anytime. So we can set that up on Friday when you're able to take care of the payment, or, you know, you can wait a little bit and, you know, see what you get off of the program the way it is now, and then we could always put the ads on later.
Right. By the way, how many miles does my business cover right now?
So Google doesn't allow or a mile radius for the business. The radius is dependent on the end user, okay? So let's say that somebody's outside of Gretna and they search for you or search for welding, but we happen to give you the most dominant internet presence locally. You could still be found on the first page of their search results because we've given you that presence, okay? So it's all dependent on the end users, the population density, the keyword popularity. So the easiest way I can explain that, Elvin, is let's say that you're a taxi cab company and you're in New York City, okay? you might get just a 5-block radius because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of taxicab companies in New York City, okay? But let's say that you're an art gallery and you're out in Idaho somewhere. You might be found for like a 100-mile radius because there's not that many art galleries in Idaho. So it's all varies from different category to different category, from, you know, person to person. But the good news is, because we're the best of the best in the industry, you're definitely going to see better results from the people coming from the outskirting areas because we give you that dominant internet presence. So you have to understand, not only are we, you know, promoting you on Google and Bing, we also have you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Facebook, Manta, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business is there. You're on 60 different directories. And that's all giving Eli Welding Services the most dominant internet presence locally so that you'll get better results from those outskirting areas.
Yeah, that's I understand that. So the thing is, question was just, I think when my start was setting up with you, I think, the guy who called me to see, okay, how many miles he can drive, or I think he asked me for radio to, you know, so basically where I can go to it. And I figured out, I have the left city where I can get a good job too. We're making a good job from that city. The city is about an hour away from here. But still, like 40 miles. But I think I think the guy told me you can stand the radio for 60 miles. I think that's what we did. So that's why I asked you if you have a limit for like and people can find me up to 60 miles, you know.
So on your website, at the bottom of the site, there's a map with your service area, and that's the part that it has expanded out to a 60-mile radius. So when people are finding you, they can see that you service New Orleans, Kenner, Shell Beach, all of those different areas, Gretna, Jefferson Parish. So that's all promoting you on your website. But in order to be found in those areas, it all depends on the population density, the keyword popularity, the category that you're in. That's all dependent. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to absolutely be found in those areas, I would recommend somewhere down the road to do a little bit of the Google AdWords. Because, you know, let's say that my business is in Los Angeles, but I want to target Beverly Hills or Hollywood. I might not reach that area with just the local map optimization on Google, but with the paid ads, I can definitely put those wherever I like.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay. All right, that makes sense to me.
Okay, good. Well, I'm always happy that we talk because I want you to understand it, too. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so that's not a problem. So I understand that point. If I need to do something like that, really, I can tell you, we're pretty busy right now. Because in this area, a lot of people know my jobs and I have a lot of friends around. Look, like, all my jobs come from friends or people, happy customers, you know, and that's what we're trying to do all the time, and they keep us pretty busy, but I don't mind, you know, if we have some more jobs coming, we can choose which one is best, you know, so.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, some people say, hey, I do really good with referrals and word of mouth and all of that, and that's great, you know, I love it when that happens. But some people say, I want to make this quarter as profitable as it can be, and I want to capitalize on more business, and I want to be very aggressive with my marketing. So if, you know, you're in that mindset, you can do that as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it all depends on what your, you know, how big you want to grow your business and things
that's
like
right.
that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I understand it. And that's a good point, you know, because, people recommend to someone, that's fine, you know, but you're right. The goal, the way to grow is, you know, people, customers, like homeowners can look for, but the company
right.
basically look for someone is a marketing, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I understand that point. And yeah, so, I think we're good, you know. I would try to find, I just learned the way to go, you know.
I like that you ask the questions because then you're getting options for your business, you know, and that's awesome.
Right. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think we're good. So, that's the thing. If we need to, do some other things, call me, give me a call on Friday, and if I don't have my new car yet, I can always pay with my personal debit card or whatever, you know.
Okay.
But I know Olivia, I don't want to stay, you know, like this, you know. So I wouldn't pay you. I don't want to haul your money at me, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no, whatever is easier, you can pay with your personal debit card on like a one-time payment if you like, and then we can
mm-hmm.
go back and put the credit card in for next month, you know, so that's an option for you too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's do that. So just let me, just give me a call Friday, and
okay.
we set up either one, you know.
You got it. Okay, well, I
yeah.
definitely look forward to talking to you on Friday, and have a really great rest of your week, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You do the
okay,
same.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, I appreciate that.